Someone asked me recently, what's the best game you've ever seen? Oh, that's a good one. In over two decades, I've been honored to call a national college softball championship at Central, seven state championship victories for our local high school teams in various sports, and so many great regular season and playoff games. But the best game I ever saw? That question really only took about 1 second to answer.
High school football is on the air as we welcome you live to the Unidome in Cedar Falls for the Class 3A semifinals. Tonight in prime time, it's number one Xavier against the two-time defending champs and second-ranked Pella.
It really couldn't be any other game. Pella versus Xavier from the 2016 semifinals. The best game I ever saw. It had the big fight feel going in. Number one versus number two. They'd been ranked that way for the entire season. Pella trying to defend back-to-back titles and protect a 39-game winning streak. Neither team ever led by more than a touchdown. And the finish? A truly unforgettable ending to anyone who is at the Dome or back in Pella listening on the radio. But let's start at the beginning, which didn't go so well for the Dutch.
Schulte out of the pistol. Now Wilson shifts to his left. And it's a keeper for Schulte. Wilson leading the way. And Schulte is in. Touchdown, Saints. A 3-yard score for Bryce Schulte.
Yeah, not a lot of resistance there. We had a couple guys, but they were being blocked. Well-blocked play. Looked like we weren't really even looking for that play at that point.
Finney to throw. Fires it to the slant. And it's overthrown. Intercepted through the fingers of Donovan Holterhouse. And picked off by the Saints. They'll run it back into Little Dutch territory at the 49-yard line. A rare miss throw for Nick Finney. He had Holterhouse open. Hard to overthrow the 6'5 leaper, but he did it, and the Saints come up with a big play on defense.
I told you earlier that neither team ever led by more than a touchdown. Pella shook off that INT and used its own defense to spark an eventual tying score.
And on second and 10, Schulte will throw the near screen, and Wilson gets hammered by Nick Finney at the 42-yard line, and Wilson is very slow getting up. The left shoulder just taking Wilson off the ground and slamming him to the turf.
Yeah, he's wanting you to answer the phone right about now. That was a beautiful hit by Finney. Shoulder pad completely clean, just knocked him backwards.
Second down and 10 from the 9. Four wide receivers for Pella. And Finney to throw. Has some time, got a nice block. Fires it over the middle.
Wow!
Catch by Ryan Van Wyk at the 30. He'll fall forward to the 32 on a gain of 23.
What a fantastic catch. I thought that was overthrown. That was so nice. One-handed grab. 23 yards. Good job.
First and 10 of the 16 into the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone. Play action fake. Finney has time to throw. Rolls right. Throws towards the back of the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown, Pella! Drew Pringle with the touchdown. And the Dutch are within one of a tie.
Next, both teams showed off their big play ability on offense.
Hand off to Wilson. And he breaks out of a tackle to the 40. Past the 50-yard line, coming near side at the 40. Ryan Van Wyk giving chase at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Saints. One play, 72 yards, Malachi Wilson. And it's a keeper by Finney. Big hole up the middle. Gets a block as he cuts it back to the middle. And Nick Finney's off to the races. Can he beat Schulte to the corner? Cuts it to the middle at the 20. Breaks the tackle. 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella. 73 yards on a Nick Finney score.
You can do 72. We can do 73. What do you know? Nice job, Nick Finney. That was some beautiful moves out there in the open field. Got through about three would-be tacklers just by moving. That was nice.
Pella's defense settled in after giving up the long TD and got the Dutch offense the ball with a chance to take their first lead of the game.
Finney takes the snap, runs right behind Pearson into the end zone. Touchdown, Pella. Nick Finney, a 2-yard score.
Same play as we got the first down on. Only needed 2 yards that time, but he could have got a lot more. Great execution by the right side of the offensive line, and Pearson leading the hole through there. Nice job, Dutch. What a great drive that was.
As you'd expect in the best game I ever saw, the Saints had an answer right before halftime.
All right, here's Scott from 33 yards, right hash, kicking left to right. Snap, hold are good. Kick has plenty of leg, and it is dead center good. At the first half horn, Xavier cuts the Pella lead to 4. Dutch 21, Saints 17.
Settle in, folks. We're just getting started. The Saints struck first to start the second half.
The fullback shifts to the right of Schulte. takes a snap, quarterback power, right side run, and he'll get to the goal line and into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints. Bryce Schulte, a 2-yard score.
Next, it was time for the seesaw to swing back Pella's way.
Play clock down to one. Pella just gets the playoff. Finney looking left, firing deep left to Holterhaus. Makes the catch at the 35, down the sideline at the 20, 15, 10, 5! Touchdown, Pella! Finney, 64 yards to Donovan Holterhaus.
A sweet! That was nice. That was a square out that the cornerback just didn't ever catch up, and a perfectly thrown ball. Great catch by Holterhaus and then athleticism the rest of the way.
Xavier added another field goal to cut Pella's lead to one, and the Dutch were trying to add to their advantage. But remember, neither team ever led by more than a touchdown, so this drive didn't end well for the green and white.
Finney to throw out of the shotgun, looks over the middle, fires for Van White, too tall, and it is intercepted at the 7-yard line. The return to the 25-30, 35-40, and falling down just shy of the 40 at the 39-yard line.
There again, we had two receivers in the same spot. He overthrew Van White, but the defender on the other receiver was the one that made the pick. They got two guys too close to one another.
That turnover gave the momentum back to the Saints, and they took advantage after a near miscue.
Rodriguez, the only running back with four wide receivers, on third and two for Cedar Rapids. Xavier, he fumbled the snap, ball's on the ground.
I believe Xavier hopped
right back on it, but it will force a fourth and three. This will be a 38-yard try.
Clock runs, 3.5 minutes.
It's on the way, has the leg, and it is good again. Shane Scott from 38 yards, and Xavier has a 30-28 lead.
The Saints had the lead by two. Time was running out on the Dutch. Time for some last-minute heroics. Not quite yet.
2:02 and counting. We're now under 2 minutes, fourth quarter. First and 10, Pell at the 41. Finney to throw, has time, fires near sideline for Holterhaus, underthrown, and it's intercepted at the 15. Picked off again.
We've tried that play several times tonight. It's worked a couple of times, but not that one.
That put all the pressure on the Pella defense. One first down by Xavier, and Pella's season was over. The 39-game winning streak was over. The dream of three straight state championships was over. But as you know, none of that was over.
Third down and 9 for the Saints at their own 16-yard line. It's a toss to Malachi Wilson on the left side, and Pella blows it up in the backfield. Nick Finney had sealed the edge. Tyson Wassner closes him down. It is a loss of 4 yards. Timeout Pella, fourth down, punting Saints.
And now time was really running out for the Dutch. Down by one, just seconds to go.
Pella very lackadaisical with 19 seconds to go. 16 seconds, snap to Finney. Rolling right, pressured, throws it towards the far side. Jump ball, caught, inbounds.
Holy cow, clock it. Get up there and clock it.
7 seconds to go at the 20-yard line.
Now in potential field goal range, only time for one play. Pella kept the offense on the field. It was the perfect ending.
And Pella with 6, 5, 4, snap it. They're going to throw for the touchdown. Finney to the end zone. It is caught.
Touchdown.
Ryan Van White, a 21-yard, 40-game.
Are you kidding me?
Touchdown.
40 in a row. How dramatic can that be? Holy cow, I've seen it all.
I've probably listened to that play close to 100 times in the nearly 5 years since it happened. Even Jay McKinstry's daughter came up and recited it back word for word in George's restaurant a couple of months after it happened. I've even listened to it a handful more times putting this piece together, and it's never failed to give me goosebumps. If we're nitpicking, there's only one thing that prevents this from being a perfect game. It wasn't for all the marbles. However, most people considered it the de facto state championship game, and the Dutch went on to dismantle Webster City a week later in the finals. But let's also remember, the miracle on ice wasn't the 1980 gold medal hockey game either. It was also in the semifinals, and no one's knocking that one down a peg. And here's the thing that makes this game truly remarkable. It took Pella from one of a few dozen teams to win back-to-back state championships and put the Dutch on the Mount Rushmore of Iowa high school football with three straight undefeated titles. It's the best game I ever saw. For KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.